और ये आलसियों का सिद्धांत है.
When you tell them to do bhojan, they very smart, very quick. But when you tell them to do bhajan, they very lazy. One day one person said to me, Swamiji, you're only able to speak as long as you're getting something to eat, some food. When you don't get, the day you don't get anything to eat, then we will see how much bhajan you can do. Then he said this poem.
भूखे भजन न होई गोपाला ले लो अपन कंठी माला. मैं कहा कि हम लोग भूखे रहते हैं तब.
With empty stomach, गोपाला, I cannot do any भजन. Take your कंठी माला. Take it back. When we don't get to eat, like when we fast on Ekadashi, we still do भजन. In fact, we do more भजन on Ekadashi.
भूख से भजन नहीं होगा, मैं भी मानता
हूँ. After eating 7 times a day. You do not do any bhajan. I admit, without eating you can't do bhajans.
क्यों नहीं करते हो?
But with eating you can do.
उस दिन नहीं खाने को मिलेगा, उस दिन मत माला जपना.
You're not dying of hunger.
लेकिन जब खाने को.
I asked him, do you get food or not? He said yes.
जिस दिन नहीं खाने को मिलेगा, उस दिन मत.
So I said, why don't you do bhajan? So the day you don't get to eat, that day you don't chant. But at least on other days you should chant. If Gopal ji is giving you food to eat, then you should chant. But this is all excuses. This is the influence of Maya. You put it off and you put it off. Just like in our village, there is some kind of materialistic poem. One woman, this man had told this woman that I will meet you in the day. He kept putting it off because he didn't want to meet her. He kept making excuses. So she said, why don't you just say you do not agree to meet? If you can't come in the day, why the night is not there? Why do you make excuses? Why don't you say you don't want to meet? So it's the same with these materialists. If they don't want to do bhajan, they will find some excuses. So this is the reality. He'll say, dhyan is the best. When you tell them to do bhajan, they'll say, dhyan, we do dhyan. They will make some kind of excuse. We hear this all the time. We travel and preach. If you tell them, Krishna is a Parampurush Bhagwan, then they will put some competitor right there. He is also God, they'll say. This is all influence of Maya. The faithful people, the devotees, they will understand what they're all about. Here Mother Devaki is saying the same thing that Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita. Whoever takes shelter of you only, they become liberated. So she was very afraid. That you please hide somewhere. You have the power, you're God, you please hide yourself. Become invisible, please. So the Lord said, he will kill you. He will come and see that the baby has disappeared. Then he'll kill both of you. He'll think that you hid him somewhere. So he will kill you. Baby was born where he flew away in the sky. So Mother Devaki says, that's okay. Let him kill us. But you escape, please. This was the mother's heart. Then the Lord said,
यदि मैं तुम्हारा बेटा हूँ, तुम्हारा पुत्र
मदर,
तो तुम्हारा तो जस दुनिया में बढ़ेगा।
इफ आई एम योर सन,
देवकी नंदन कहेंगे, देवकी तनय कहेंगे, तुम्हारा तो जस बढ़ेगा इससे।
If I have come as your son, then you will become glorious in the world.
तुम्हारा तो जस,
you will become famous.
माँ कहती है मुझे देवकी कामना नहीं है।
Then Mother Devaki says, I don't care for this glory or the fame. I don't care if people call me.
हमारा जस नहीं बढ़ेगा।
They don't call me your mother. But he says everyone will call you Devaki Nandan. Everybody will call me Devaki Nandan. You be saved. Kamsa not kill you. This is my desire. But Mother Devaki is saying that I will not be famous. Rather, everybody will laugh at me. When they hear that the Lord was in my womb, they laugh at me. This whole, when there is pralay, dissolution, this whole universe is inside your tummy. And people will say like this, the Lord in whose tummy is the whole universe, how can that Lord come in your womb? They will just laugh at me.
तुम्हारे उधर में भगवान आ सकते हैं, जिसके उधर में सारा विश्व ब्रह्मांड है, वो एक छोटी सी,
द वन इन हूज टमी इज द होल ब्रह्मांड, होल यूनिवर्स, हाउ विल ही फिट इन योर टमी? एंड इन दिस वे
कहूंगी और प्रचार होगा तो इसमें तो मेरा, मेरी अपकीर्ति है, मुझे आप,
आई विल ऑलवेज बी कॉल्ड अ लायर। How can he fit in your womb? It's not possible. It's like in Ramayana, Mother Kaushalya, she sings, when Ram appeared. Ramcharitmanas, Goswami Tulsi Das has described like this.
Kaushalya Mata कहती है कि ब्रह्मांड निकाया निर्मित माया रोम रोम प्रतिबेद कहे सो ममौर बासी यह उपहासे सुनत धीर मत थिर नमः।
This, हमारे उधर में दिस होल ब्रह्मांड यूनिवर्स इन हूज फोर्स
सुनत धीर मत थिर नमः धैर्यवानों की मति भी डोल जाए।
Whose फोर्स दे आर यूनिवर्सेस
इसको कोई सुनेगा
दैट प्रभु इज
मुनि लोगों को भी विश्वास
वाज इन माय वूम
सुनत धीर मत
इफ समबडी हियर्स दे विल
धैर्यवानों की मति
लाफ एट मी
कि ये तो झूठी बात है कौशल्या झूठ बोल रही है।
And even the dhiras, their mati, they will laugh at me. Even the munis, they will laugh at me. How can the Supreme Lord fit in Kaushalya's womb? How is it possible, they'll say.
और उतवाए थे प्रत्यक्ष गर्भ में कौशल्या जी के।
Because Lord is Lord, Supreme Lord.
देखिए
is Supreme Lord. And he came, everybody knows, in Kaushalya's womb. So here the Lord is telling Devaki that you will be famous. Krishna is telling that you will be famous because God has come and taken shelter of your womb. But Devaki says no. For one thing, I don't want this glorification. And secondly, there will be no glorification. Rather, people will be saying bad things about me because they will not believe that Krishna has come in my womb. Please hide. I don't want this glory that you came in my womb. What magnanimous heart mother has.
है कि नहीं, माँ वास्तव में माँ थी भगवान की, इसीलिए उसके गर्भ में
देवकी वॉज एक्चुअली कृष्णा'स मदर, दैट्स व्हाई ही चोज हर एज हिज मदर।
कुंती स्तुति,
शी हैड अ मैग्नानिमस हार्ट,
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय,
शी ओनली केयर्ड फॉर कृष्णा'स सेफ्टी।
गोविंदाय नमः नमः, हे हमारे भाभी देवकी के पुत्र, मैं आपको प्रणाम करती हूँ।
दिस इज हाउ कुंती इज प्रेइंग, कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय, हे देवकी सन, आई ऑफर ओबेसेंसेस टू यू।
लेकिन भगवत प्रेम के सीमा पर मनुष्य इस तरह जस भी नहीं चाहता।
बट ऑन द,
वो सुख से रहे, हमको जस
ऑन द लेवल ऑफ भगवत प्रेम, The Lord, the devotee does not even want fame. Glory is like this. That you, Krishna, should be safe and happy. Whether I get glories of fame or not, I don't care. You should be safe. When Devaki was in this way trembling out of fear and thinking any moment Kamsa's soldiers will come running. Oh, these soldiers will go and tell him. And he will come any moment. Somehow or other she was telling her husband, take him and hide him somewhere. Telling her husband, he's not becoming invisible, you do something. Then the Lord said, he said, in your previous life you were Prishni. And he was your husband, Vasudev, was a Prajapati, called, his name was Sutapa. Just see, the son, the newborn baby knows the past, present, future of the mother and father. What is the difference between other babies and other children and this child? Everywhere in this Bhagavatam, you can see the difference. So Krishna started to tell them of their previous life, that you both went to perform austerities. Lord Brahma had ordered you to do tapasya, austerities. Lord Brahma, a great acharya, had instructed you, and you did very severe austerities. You used to eat only leaves, tolerated heat, up to the point of holding your breath and doing austerities. And pleased with you, I went to see you. When I was pleased with you, I appeared to you in the same form as Krishna, and I asked you what benediction you desired. This is what you asked, that you wanted a son just like me. Practicing austerities, but the desires in their heart was that they wanted a son just like Vishnu. Text 37. The Lord is saying, Paritushto aham, tushta, being satisfied with you. He's saying, Amuna Vapuna, with the same body I appeared. See how the Lord's words, the choice of words, with the same body. He's saying, I appeared with the same body. Millions of years ago, in the time of Satyug, I was born from your womb, so I was called Prishni Garva. And your husband was called Sutapa. I asked you to ask for a benediction. You said, I want a son like you. Asking, they may be a little embarrassed to ask, you become our son. Because they knew there was nobody else like Vishnu. So they said, we want a son just like you. What they were trying to say is that you become our son. So you both asked, and I gave the benediction, and I saw in any way nobody is just like me, so I became your son. And it is a rule that once you promise to give something, and for some reason if you promise to give somebody something and for some reason you're not able to give, So when finally you are able to give, you have to give them three times what you promised. So suppose you told me, you promised me that you will give me such and such thing. But for some reason there was some kind of eclipse or a long time passed that you were not able to go give. So now if you give three times, then it will become equal. So the Lord, He could not give like Himself, so He came three times. So the Lord, He could not give a son just like Himself, so He came three times. So first time, He came as Prishni Garbha, and second time Kashyap and Aditi's son Upendra, or Vamandev. He said the second time I appeared, my name was Upendra, but because of being a dwarf, I was called Vamandev. So in this third time, in the same body, I became your son. But for us, in this life we have a different body, in previous life we had a different body, and another life we may have had any form of body in 8,400,000 of species. God is saying again and again, from the same body I was your son at that time. And this third time, with the same body, I have become your son. And that's true. The Lord's body does not change. His body and Himself is the same. This is something to think about. So the Lord said, whether you worship me with Brahma Bhav or Putra Bhav, whether you worship me in paternal love, or whether you worship me as a Supreme Purush, you will get the Param Gati, the highest destination. But by that, what he really meant was that now I'm going to Gokul, but when I come back in 11 years, you will be in my Leela. Paragati means the gati after this. After this will be after 11 years in Dwarka. When they seemed extremely frightened, then Krishna said, my dear father, if he became like an ordinary two-armed form, a small newborn baby. And then he said, my dear father, if you are actually so frightened for my life, then please take me to Nanda Maharaj in Gokul. It seemed to them that he's a small baby, helpless small baby. He made himself look like that. Ordinary baby, but he didn't cry like an ordinary baby because the guards might have woken up. Take me to Nanda Baba's house, I will be safe there. Then Vasudev said, yes, that's a good idea, you will be safe there.
Text 47. जदा बहिर गंतुम ये सतरह जा याजोग माया जरिनंद जाया सोचते हाँ वहाँ सुरक्षित रहेगा
Here he says, Bhagavat Prachodita means inspired by the Lord.
भगवान उसी मूड में बोल रहे हैं.
कृष्णा सेड टेक मी टू नंद बाबा'स हाउस बिकॉज डेफिनेटली कंस मे किल मी हियर.
भगवान उसी मूड में बोल रहे हैं.
द लॉर्ड आल्सो इज स्पीकिंग इन द सेम फादर एंड सन मूड. प्लीज टेक मी
वसुदेव जी. कृष्ण
सो वसुदेव स्टार्टेड टू take him, got ready to take him to Goku. He picked up Krishna in his arms. I don't know why in pictures they draw picture that Krishna is, Vasudev is carrying Krishna on a basket in his on his head. This is wrong. Here it says he carried him along in his arms, but close to his chest. He was his the jewel of his Vakshasthal. He is the jewel of Vasudev's heart. Why would he carry him on a head? Nobody would carry their newborn baby on the head like that. And it was raining hard. Why would he carry him on his head? Even though Seshnag was protecting him from the top, from the rain, but no father would carry a baby on his head like that. Here it says, he's carrying in his arms. First of all, as soon as he reached to pick up Krishna in his arm, his
और बाहर से
chains
in his छोटे बड़े सब बंद
feet and hands
लोहे की
बेड़ी they opened up on their own. And there were 10 big strong gates doors in the prison house. They all one by one the locks broke. Kansa had such big gates inside the prison house so they don't both of them may not run away. As soon as he had desired to go outside, the doors were all locked from outside. There were big pins, there were big chains, there were big guards. So as soon as he started walking, this Yogamaya, who had taken birth from Yashoda, what did she do? She made all the Mathura Vasis, all the people that lived in Mathura, she made them fall to deep sleep, and also the guards at the prison house. Two kinds of dwarpals. Dwarpal means one who guards the door, dwar. Two kinds of dwarpal. One is a dog and another one is a guard. The dog is called dwarpal. Now the dogs stay inside the palace. This is the most amazing. The dog should stay at the door, guarding the door, not inside. These dogs must have done some good pious activity in their past life, some sukriti, that they are being treated so nicely and live in the house, inside the house with their master. Whatever it is, those who have loved a dog a lot in their previous life, they are the ones who must have become dogs in this life. The Shastra says, Yam Yam Vapi Smaran Bhavam. So the guards and the dogs, they all fell asleep in all of the Mathura. In the whole of Mathura, just like dead, but not by normal sleep. Not by normal sleep, but Yogamaya forced them to go to sleep. When we sleep at night, we do not sleep by our own powers. It is the Shakti of the Lord that makes us go to sleep. Just like in the hospital sometimes they make you inhale something when they do surgery. So the person doesn't fall asleep at that time by his own powers, by his own accord. He's given drugs to make him go to sleep. Comes unconscious. So, this Durga Devi, she is the Shakti of the Lord.
Durga ji, ya Devi sarvbhutesu nidra rupena tishtate.
Lord Shakti, She makes everybody sleep. You see, in India, at railway station, people all are sleeping at night. There is no place to stand. They are all sleeping on the platform. This is the Lord's arrangement.
तो भगवान की माया ने सबको सुला दिया मथुरा का
so here, भी जगह नहीं द लॉर्ड्स योगा माया
घर में या बाहर रोड पर
शी मेड एवरीबॉडी स्लीप एवरीबॉडी इन देयर होम और आउटसाइड लाइक डेड पीपल
द्वारश्च सर्वा पिहिता दुरत्या बृहत कपाटा सकल किल श्रृंखल है और जो द्वार थे छोटे द्वार घर के बाहरी द्वार थे
एंड द डोर्स The homes, small doors, and the outside large doors, there were 7 or 8 large doors to cross over. They all had big, huge chains and big locks, and he was to go through all these doors to get out.
जब कृष्ण वाह कृष्ण को ढोते हुए वसुदेव जी जब चलते
as soon as
के पास तो दरवाजा का ताला अपने आप टूटकर गिर गया
as soon as वसुदेव as he was carrying Krishna and as soon as he reached a door near a door the door would automatically open up the lock would open up and the door would fling open for वसुदेव to get through and there was no sound just like we see here automatic system the door opens up ordinary thing we cannot compare this with the opening of Vasudev's doors we can compare that this door also opened our ordinary doors here electric doors here the doors that open they open by some kind of machinery some kind of electronic switch It doesn't open on its own just by the influence of someone. You think that even if a dog or cat goes near those glass doors, the door will open, wouldn't it? Sometimes I've heard that here we have the security doors at night. It's locked. But even if there's a small mouse that comes and walks around, there'll be an alarm. It's because of some machinery, not because of influence of a person. It's not that only you will go through that door and that door will open. And if your money is in the bank, but if somebody knows all your number and security code and everything, he can go and take the money out. It's not that this job will be done according to your mind and your feelings, but this other door was opening due to the coming of Vasudev. This was the influence of individual influence of Krishna coming. As Krishna was approaching the door in Vasudev's arm, the door will open up. Here a lock with a key is, if it's, here if you have a on an automatic door, also a lock with a key, a manual lock, you can keep pushing the button and die, but the door would not open.
और वो भी आप आ करके खड़ा हो करके नाक रगड़िए लेकिन आपके पास वो बटन नहीं रहेगा दबाने वाला तो नहीं खुलेगा
एंड इवन इफ यू कम
आपकी कीमत नहीं
एंड स्टैंड नियर द डोर एंड बेग इट टू ओपन एंड ऑफर ऑबेसेंसेस बट अनलेस यू हैव दैट पुश बटन इन योर हैंड द डोर विल नॉट ओपन द डोर डज नॉट डिपेंड ऑन यू टू ओपन इट डिपेंड्स ऑन दैट बटन टू बी प्रेस्ड टू बी ओपनड But here is not the case. Opening from the influence of the Lord. Rules are made by the Lord. So the locks kept opening. So when Vasudev came out,
गंभीर तो यह जमोर में फैनिला भयान कावर सता कुला नदी मार्गम दबाव सिंधु रिवस श्रीयम पते श्रीया पते
the banks of Jamuna. On the way to Gokul, there is Jamuna. There was constant rain. Because of the constant rain, there was a flood in the river. There were huge, fierce, whirling waves.
भयानक पानी उछल रहा था
इन रिवर जमुना यू गेट समटाइम्स
और वसुदेव जी जा रहे थे
ग्रेट वर्लिंग वेव्स
फाटक खुल गया वैसे जमुना भी कम हो गई
देयर वाज अ ग्रेट
जमुना भी
फ्लड
कम हो गई
एंड
कर रहे हैं निर्भय
एंड
और शेषन हो
वसुदेव इज एंटरिंग द रिवर फियरलेस
हां से वारी निवारण पानी का निवारण करते हुए चल रहे
Because he had faith. He had faith, just like the doors in the prison house opened on their own, Jamuna will give way also. And Sheshnag, with his hoods, he was protecting Vasudev and Krishna. Both of them were not getting wet at all. There was this The river Jamuna looked formidable. Jamuna, she is a jeev. And by seeing Krishna, out of love for Krishna, out of ecstatic feelings, her eyes were watered, tears were coming down her eyes, and that was flooding the river. And And or one commentator has written that Jamuna, she was thinking, already one time one Kaliya serpent had come to harass me. Now where has this other serpent come from? In actuality, the thing was that she wanted to touch Lord Krishna's lotus feet. That time, Vasudev had put Krishna towards his up high, towards his head, because the water was coming up to his chin. So the high waves of Jamuna wanted to touch Krishna's lotus feet. And as soon as Jamuna got to touch Krishna's lotus feet, the river just calmed down. And she made a path for Vasudev to walk on. The water acted as two walls on either side, and the bottom of the river made like a path for him to walk. And the water, his dharma is to take the shape of the vessel, but here the water acted against the dharma of the vessel. It actually became like two walls. So Vasudev can walk through. The walls were became like these cement walls we have. Just like Ramchandra, the ocean had given a path for Ramchandra. Vasudev reached the house of Nanda Maharaj. He saw that all the cowherd men were fast asleep. In Mathura, Durga Ji had put everyone to sleep. But here, Yoga Maya had put everyone to sleep. Internal potency, Swarup Shakti. So there was a difference in sleeping of both of them. There was Mahamaya acting in Mathura. And Yoga Maya acting in Gokul. In the middle of Gokul was Yashoda's house. And the little street through which Vasudev went, even the dog was sleeping. There was no guard in their town. They were all gopas. So they were all sleeping. Lord had instructed him, when you go to Gokul, there would be Nanda Maharaj's newborn daughter. You should bring her and you should leave me there. 51.
Sutam Yashoda Sayane Nidhaya. Apne rakhi.
He put his son
Yashoda jagne na paaye.
Very carefully next to just sleeping Yashoda.
Beti ko Vasudev ji utha liye. Sutam upadaya. उनकी सुता को पुत्री को उठा लिया
एंड पिक्ड अप
पुत्री को उठा करके
हर सुता हर डॉटर
जैसे जैसे गए
एंड देन
वैसे वैसे आया जैसे जैसे
पुनर्गृहानत का जीव के अगेन ही केम बैक टू हिज हाउस
गिरा हुआ ताला उड़ करके लग जाता था
And as he came in,
lock.
The door behind him would close and the lock will close. Text 52. Gave the baby to Devaki. And like before, he put his. Devaki asked, "What happened? Did you reach my Krishna and did you came back no problems?" And he said, "Yes, very comfortably." He said, "Somehow or other, we have to save this baby. This is your sister, Yashoda's baby girl." He was talking, he was whispering. Our baby is safe.
But
under all circumstances, we have to save this baby girl. You please, you should, we must pray to Kamsa. This is somebody else's child.
वो तो इनके बच्चे का पालन करेगी और उसकी बच्ची का कैसे
they will take care of our son. How we can give their child to this demon? Somehow or other we have to maybe if we pray and cry and hold on to his feet, he may let this girl go because after all it's a girl. This way Vasudev was saying. So now he was in his cell and it was locked. Now nobody knew of this happening. And now this newborn baby girl started to cry. And this is why she came. She started crying like other babies cry. And when she started crying, all the guards, they woke up. They all wanted the gift. They all wanted the... And they started running. Everyone wanted to be the first one to tell Kamsa. They slipped, they ran. Here Sukadeva Goswami is explaining. They wanted the big reward. They ran. So many fell and slipped. They didn't care if the next day they have to go to the hospital. They didn't care. Somehow they wanted to be the first one to give the news. And when Kamsa came from that side, he was also running like mad. He slipped and fell many times. He said, "My Kaal is here, my Kaal is here." And he ran with a sword in his hand. So today we will stop the katha here and we should take our hearts to Gokul. What will he do tomorrow? How does he behave when he comes to see the new baby and he sees that this is not a boy, this is a girl? Then he remembered what Narad Muni had said, that Vishnu is very tricky. He can even come in the form of a girl. He will try to kill the baby. Devaki will offer prayers.
But
he will try to kill the baby and she will fly away, become an eight-armed Durga. Then Kamsa's heart will change. Then the philosophy he has preached to Devaki and Vasudev, that is also a very high class philosophy. Do not lament whatever was meant to happen. Your children that died, it was in their destiny to be killed by their uncle's hand. This is what he was talking. We will hear tomorrow. He was trying to console Devaki. The demons also sometimes speak high philosophy.